It is a charming children's book, beautifully illustrated. I have brown skin and curly hair, written by Karen Tiernison, illustrations by Charles Gibbons. And everyone in this family looks different. Dad is tall and dark, Mum has light brown hair with green eyes, some of the children have straight hair, others have curls. People regard them curiously when they're out and about, until one day one of the children musters the courage to speak up proudly about her identity after she learns where she comes from and why she looks different. Rhyming picture book, which takes children through the history of South Africa. And if you go through where the members of this family have different ancestry, it is Creole, great-great-grandfather from Croatia. Daddy's ancestors were Cape Malay, brought from Indonesia. Mummy, let me tell you what I've been told. My hair is from the Griqua ancestors of old. And the green eyes are from grandmother, who lived in Potchefstroom and was an Afrikaner. And my brother, well, he resembles his great-great-grandfather, who was Zulu. And as this is gone through, there is a rhyme which is repeated. Don't you see, you don't need to look the same to be family. The author is on the line to us now. Hello, Karen.
Hello, John. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
It's a great pleasure. Does this sort of represent the strands of your family in a way?
In many different ways, it does represent the strands of my family. Not all of the stories are directly connected to my family, but certainly some of them are. And they were really, part of it was inspired by my own, you know, family history and stories. My great-grandmother did come from St. Helena when she was 18 years old. And she started a family and never returned back to that island. So, you know, there are those kinds of stories throughout the book that really are dear to me and are part of our family and did inspire the story, but not all of them are so. Yeah.
You have four daughters to whom the book is dedicated, Michaela, Kezia, or Kezia, Avia, and Rania. Are they all very different looking?
They are all very different looking. Avia is out my third born, and when she was born, many people make commentary on you know, why does she look so fair? She's very fair-skinned. I've gotten horrible comments from, you know, just being at school parties or being anywhere, and people would comment, you know, why is she so fair? Or, I don't want to say anything, but she's so fair. Or one mom even was holding her and cooing and said, oh, did your mommy make love to a white daddy? That's why you're so white.
Ouch.
You know, and that type of commentary, but it also came from family, you know, John. And so I just felt that there was a desperate need for me as mum to tell them about who they are and why they look the way they look. And that's how the story was birthed.
Yeah, because, I mean, being the beneficiary of a white skin, it's not something I've ever had to deal with. You know, the color of my skin was the sort of default color of elite skin. Can't think of a better phrase for it. So I've never had to deal with, and you probably had to deal with it as a child as well, comments on your skin color, comments on the shape and nature of your hair and so on and so on.
Definitely, you know, when we grew up, my sister and I both have curly hair naturally. And when we grew up, you know, our hair was made to be straight because that was something that was more preferred. And so there's always, sadly to say, growing up, there was always this idea that if you're fairer skinned, it's more preferred. If your hair is a straighter texture, it's more preferred, you know. And people would refer to sort of curly hair or very curly hair, kinky hair as a cruzada, you know, something that was not acceptable, was frowned upon, and women would go to great lengths to make sure that their hair looked in order. And that is something that I think, you know, parents today are turning on its head and saying, hang on, I want my daughter to embrace her curls. I want her to embrace her identity and say, wow, this is what I look like, and this is beautiful. So, yes, all of my daughters look different, but I want each one of them, and one of my daughters is brown skinned with straight hair, you know, and another daughter's very dark skinned with curly hair. And so I just want whatever the skin they're born in, whatever texture of hair they have, just to embrace it, to celebrate it, to see that it's beautiful and acceptable.
I wonder if you know the book by Bianca Flanders, Pumpkin Finds Her Queen, which is about a five-year-old who has this wild mass of curly hair, and she's very confused about it because of exactly what you've been telling me. And by the end of the book, because children's books must end well, she delights in her hair, that it is the hair of a queen. And it's really lovely to have these stories told to children in an age-appropriate way, so that from a very early on, they are told stories that locate them in a place of belonging and in a place of an identity of which they can be proud and a history of which they can be proud.
Yes, I agree. I'm aware of that book. I haven't had an opportunity to get my hands on a copy, but I am aware of that book. And it's exactly true, you know, John, that we should tell our children stories so that when they grow up, from their little age, they start to accept who they are and they don't long to be something else. And it's a wonderful foundation to lay and to build this little individual's idea on. And to control the narrative as a parent of who they are and of how they should see themselves, and not let the world dictate to them what they should see themselves as, or imprint its own ideas about why they look the way they look or they are.
I haven't had that DNA sequencing done, but a lot of people have, and ons is almal gemengel, jy weet, ons is 'n groot mengsel van oorals. And you know, sometimes that genetic history doesn't reflect in our phenotype, but it's there for all of us. We all have these very different historical, ethnic, call them what you will, strands of DNA within us.
We certainly do. And when you explore that, you just start to realize how absolutely senseless and meaningless racism is, for example. And I think that's what also makes the book relevant to everyone and relevant to all people, why all people should read the book. Because it starts by saying, I have brown skin and curly hair. My sister's hair is straight and her skin is kind of fair. And it goes on to say, my father's hair is red colored and from El Dorado Park. Yeah. But it's not a story only about colored people. To your point, John, it's a story for all people because we come from so many different places, and especially in South Africa, where all of us.
Karen, I hate to do this, but a computer's about to interrupt me in 2 minutes and 40 seconds, so I have to. Thank you very much. I have Brown Skin and Curly Hair, wonderful children's book written by Karen Tiernison.